And from Luke chapter 4, verses 14 through 21. So please open your Bible to Luke chapter 4. Verse 14. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in the synagogue, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. And he stood up to read the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recover our sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of everyone of the synagogue were fastened on him. And he said to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." May God bless the reading of his word.
This month is the mission month of our church. During this month, we ask the questions, what should we do to fulfill the Great Commission? If mission is focused on what we should do, the task can be very overwhelming. Just consider these statistics. There are thousands of people who every day die without knowing Christ. 34,000 children die every day from malnutrition and preventable diseases. There are thousands of unreached people groups without a church. And on top of that, there are genocide, ethnic cleansing, illiteracy, homelessness, poverty, oppressions, and the list goes on and on. Yet today's scripture reminds us that mission is not about, it's about the mission of God. What God is doing in this world, and how we are to participate with God in his saving mission. Today's scripture talk about Jesus' summary of his mission in this world. He is quoting from the prophecy from Isaiah about the coming Messiah. The Messiah is good news for the poor, the captives, good news for the blind, and for the oppressed. And after he finished reading the scripture, he sat down. Notice, sitting down is the posture of a preacher. It's not like us, the preacher have to stand and you guys sit. He sat down and preached the shortest sermon probably in the world, one-line sermon. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. In other words, the mission of Jesus Christ is about good news. On the night Jesus was born, angels proclaimed to the shepherds concerning Jesus, "I bring you good news of great joy." Not, "I bring you bad news of insurmountable problems." So today, let us be encouraged by today's scripture. Today's scripture reminds us, first, mission is about Christ's great victory. Jesus used Isaiah's quote to describe his mission as, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to relieve the oppressed and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the year of Jubilee." Christ's victory on the cross is far greater than the gravest needs of the world. Hence, the scripture asks us Christians that since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. The Apostle Peter said, "As Christians, our job is to declare the praises of him who call you out of darkness into his wonderful light." God wants us to be witnesses of great hope, not merely grievous hurt. The late Mother Teresa cared for only about a couple of hundred thousands untouchables in Calcutta, but all 18 million people in that city knew that life could be different because of her example. In fact, her witnesses impacted the whole world. Just now, Brett introduced us about Compassion International, how our work, our contribution can give hope to some people, some child in Peru, in Thailand, or in other parts of the world. Our job is to help people to see Christ, to have a living hope. Second, mission is about a lifestyle. In the previous chapter of Luke, John the Baptist was preparing people to repent and to receive Jesus Christ. When people asked John, "What should we do then?" John did not ask them to go to solve the problem of the world or to quit their job to become overseas missionaries. John asked them instead to be compassionate and generous. He says, "The man with two tunics should share with him who has none, and the one who has food should do the same." To the tax collectors who like to cheat people, he says, "Be fair. Don't collect any more than you are required to." To some soldiers, "Be content. Do not extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay." So there are lots of problems in this world. Our job is not to be the savior of the world, but we can be compassionate, generous, acting fair and just. This, after all, is what God required of us. Micah 6, verse 8 says, "What does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." mission is about a lifestyle. Thirdly, mission's priority is for the underdog. Jesus said his mission is to preach good news to the poor. Not that the wealthy do not need the gospel, but usually the rich, the proud, and the self-sufficient people are more difficult to receive the gospel. God cares for the underdogs, the poor, the captives, the blind, the oppressed. As a church, this should give us some guidelines of how we should allocate our resources. Often, we tend to spend a lot of money to improve our comfort, to make our ministry more convenient. But ministries on the homeless, orphanage, prison cares are often neglected. But in our Jesus' eyes, the underdogs is what he cares most. The widows, the fatherless. Jesus' mission also reminds us that gospel is not just about saving souls. It is also doing deeds of mercy and compassion. One is not a means to the others, but both are equally important to God's mission in this world. Today, we thank God that we have Compassion International come here to introduce their work. Outside, there are sponsorship brochures. So please consider generously and pick up some brochures. We have asked Compassion International to bring specifically two areas. One is Thailand and one is Peru. Because these two countries, we have work there. They also have child sponsorship in other parts of the country, but we asked them to bring those. This summer, when Pastor Kwok and Mrs. Kwok come to share, and then without any prior arrangement, he shared about, oh, in the area that we work in Thailand, in our Chiang Mai area, there is one church who was organizing great work for the children. As hundreds of children benefit, and this ministry was supported by Compassion International. And then I said, hey, yeah, that's the organization. I have make arrangement to come to share during our mission months. And then we both give thanks to God because of the work that Compassion International was doing in Thailand. It's a confirmation of what the work that they are doing. So let's consider that and give hope to one child and his and or her family. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you because you are graceful and compassionate to us. So let us, who are recipients of your love and your compassion, we also extend your compassions to the people around us. Let us be co-workers with you to bring your kingdom, your will on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.